Hey there, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we're talking about the number one reason why people fail to achieve their goals. So when talking about the number one reason why people fail to achieve their goals, it's so simple. It comes down to that shiny object syndrome, that flashy thing in the pond syndrome, that ability to not be able to stay focused. What so many people do, especially entrepreneurs, especially young people, and even old people too, I guess everyone does it, is we get so excited about a certain project, let's say running a marathon. We get so pumped up, we get so fired up, and we start the race. Mile one goes great, mile two goes great, mile three goes great, mile four, five, six, seven. I mean, you even make it halfway through the project. You're totally pumped, you're focused, you're zoned in. And all of a sudden as you're running, you look and you see some like really good food, or you see a nice gym, something else that catches your attention. And you have not gotten to the finish line yet, but all of a sudden, it's the equivalent of just taking a right off the running course, straight off to a restaurant to go sit down and grab some food. Or, you know, you're running and you see a friend, you're like, oh, hey, and you just run right off the course to go chat with them instead of staying focused on the goal at hand. And so often, we allow distractions to jump in and completely derail us from achieving the goals that are accomplishing the results we're after. So how do you stay focused? Well, there's all kinds of techniques for this. And let me just give you a couple for the day. Number one, breathing. One thing that's really important, if you catch your mind starting to think about more activities, starting to think about more options, or starting to pull away from what you're focused on, take like 5 deep diaphragmic breaths. If I were to give you a ratio, think of it like a box breathing. I learned this from our friend Mark Devine, who we interviewed a while ago on JRC TV. We'll link that up in the blog as well. But think of it like a box where you breathe in for 4 seconds, you hold it for 4 seconds, out for 4 seconds, and then hold it out for 4 seconds, back in for 4 seconds. And do 10 of those deep breaths. Now what'll happen is it gets you out of your peripheral nervous system into your central nervous system, where you're at that point you'll no longer be in kind of a fight or flight or really like excited, passionate state. You'll kind of be in a more centered and grounded state where you're back down into your heart, into your mind and body, and you're not all over the place, you know, at a high level. The next piece is, once you ground yourself, to go back to your outcome. Ask yourself, what was the outcome that I wanted to accomplish in the first place when I got started? Number two, why is that an absolute must to accomplish right now? Number three, how can I make it happen right now, this moment? And what happens is, when you recenter yourself and then refocus your mind and emotions, it'll cause you to lock back right on to that original target you had in mind in the first place. Now from there, you want to work in solid blocks of uninterrupted time. And what you want to start with is, start with 10 minutes at a time, solid, uninterrupted, focused time. Just total focus, one topic, no interruptions. Now after the 10 minutes, set an alarm. When it goes off, take a 2-minute break. Stand up, shake it out, breathe, recenter yourself. Ask yourself the question, what do I want? Why do I want it? How am I going to get it? Relock on, 10 more minutes of total focus. After time, that 10 minutes will be able to turn into 30 minutes or even 60 minutes of absolute uninterrupted focus on a task with zero interruptions. At that point, you'll be able to make tons of momentum and progress each time you focus on really moving towards your goal. Now, the final piece you want to do is, you want to train yourself to celebrate like crazy when you do accomplish the goal. That way you train your body that it's going to get to feel this amazing, intense, incredible set of emotions when you do make progress, when you do get to your goal, because that way you'll get linked up, hit the goal, get the great reward. Now, that alone will help you stay focused. The only thing I can think of that might derail you is if you have a big, you know, billion, million, trillion dollar idea pop up in your head and you don't want to lose the opportunity to do it. So for that, we'll link up in the blog another episode we did, which is called Creating Your Project Binder to Capture All Those Million Dollar Ideas. If you're not familiar with it, make sure to watch that video and it'll train you on how to capture those great ideas so you never lose them. Download today's worksheet. It'll have all the steps to go through. And make sure to tune in next week for another episode of JRC TV. Until then, I hope you have an amazing week.